Of course, there have been an incredible number of changes, how differently the world is for children today than it was 35 years ago when we started. One of the real issues is the biblical knowledge of children really isn't what it used to be. And it's because our churches are changing, our world is changing, the way that children spend their time is changing. So we are recommitted to the long-term discipleship of children in Awana. That's really what we want to be known for.
That is Larry Fowler. He is the executive director of Global Networking with Awana. He's going to be joining me here in just a minute. We're going to talk about leaving a legacy for our kids and our grandkids in a world that's changing and under our feet. We can feel almost the seismic change going on in our culture. Much help and encouragement today from Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. If your kids were involved in midweek programs at church, it may have been Awana. Randy's guest today is Larry Fowler, Executive Director of Global Networking at Awana. Together, they want to help parents and grandparents to leave a godly legacy in their families. If you have a story of leaving a legacy in your family, call now. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. Appreciate it. And the Chamber of Commerce appreciates it as well. And we'll get to Larry Fowler in just a moment. Tonight, we launch our Phoenix area Love Your Marriage date nights. Saturday night over in Glendale sold out. But tonight at the Living Word Bible Church, 7 o'clock tonight, there's still some tickets available if you scoop them up at our website at theintentionallife.com. Whatever remains will be available at the door as well tonight. And you talk about leaving a legacy, no better legacy than a strong, vibrant, growing, intimate marriage for your kids and even your grandkids. So last minute, hey, be intentionally spontaneous today. And maybe you didn't get your tickets and say to your spouse, hey, let's have a date night tonight. Go out to dinner and then come on over to the Love Your Marriage date night Mesa at Living Word Bible Church, 7 o'clock tonight. You can get your tickets still at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We're going to have a great night of celebrating marriage. Hope to see you there.
Hi, my name is Diana, and I'm trying to be an intentional parent by reading the Bible every night with my 12-year-old daughter. She gets to read what she wants for 15 minutes, and then we get out her new teen Bible that has a lot of good discussion subjects. I treasure this time with my daughter, and we get to talk about the Lord, and it helps her build her faith, and I know I'm doing something good that will get her in the habit of reading the Bible as she grows up.
My number one thing about raising my daughter and disciplining, I really don't have to. When I say my prayer at night, I don't ask God to help me raise my daughter. I ask Him if I can help Him raise her.
One thing I'm doing to help my children be growing up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord is we've decided to go homeschooling. So we are definitely focusing on our Bible studies. We're involved in our church many different ways, and we also make sure that the friends that he hangs around with are all from our church. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, we have in the studio with us today Larry Fowler. He's a part of the program at Awana. We'll explain what Awana means in a moment if you haven't heard of it. But it's a great ministry for kids. Our kids grew up in it in our church and made a big impact on our own family. He's the director of Global Networking for Awana. Now, that's a big title, Larry. Welcome to the studio. What does that mean? What do you do with Awana?
Well, thanks, Randy. It gives me a lot of freedom to just kind of do a number of things. But I work with large churches, and then I also travel around representing Awana, speaking at conferences and writing and on the topics of children's ministry or parenting or grandparenting. That's kind of my specialties.
And the word Awana stands for?
Well, it stands for Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed, right. A Bible verse from 2 Timothy. And so it used to be an acrostic. Now we say it's just a word.
Just a word.
Because we use it, yeah.
It's a passion, I know, that you have in Awana to reach families. It's really not just the kids, and I know you have a passion for the families because moms and dads make a difference in the spiritual development of their children. You've been at this for 35 years with Awana, right?
Yes, it's been my wife and I's lifelong ministry, I guess. We started in young in our adult years and have been involved ever since, and we hope to continue for a while.
What have you seen, Larry, over these 35 years as far as you know, what kids are facing and where their biblical knowledge and where the families are. What have you seen transpire in these 35 years?
Well, of course, there have been an incredible number of changes. All of us that have been around that long realize how differently the world is for children today than it was 35 years ago when we started. But one of the real issues is that the biblical knowledge of children really isn't what it used to be. And it's because our churches are changing, our world is changing, challenges are changing, the way that children spend their time is changing. So we are recommitted to the long-term discipleship of children in Awana. That's really what we want
to
be
really
known
important.
For.
Okay, moms and dads listening, if you got an Awana program in a local church in your community, get them involved. It's a great program. But if they don't, what are some things that parents should be doing in addition to an Awana-type program to really be discipling their kids? What do kids really need in a discipleship model in the home?
Well, Deuteronomy 6 is the passage in the Bible that talks about that. And very, very specifically, the very first command given to parents is talk. And more than do, parents need to talk. And I guess that's doing in a sense, isn't
right.
it? But talk about things. Talk about spiritual things in your home is the most important thing that parents could do. It's not an activity that you do, say, for 10 minutes a day, but it is to incorporate talking together about life from a biblical perspective. That takes practice and it takes intentionality, but that's the most important thing a parent can do.
I think many times parents feel like they're not equipped to do this and or they're so busy. But I'll tell you, if you can just, with your kids, speak into their lives every day. You know, I remember when our kids were young at home and when they'd go to bed at night, we'd pray together and we'd have scripture and so on. But I'd always speak into their lives and say things like, you know, I don't know what your life's going to be like in 10 or 20 years from now, but I can see in you that God has equipped you for this, and sort of speak into their lives of blessing.
Yes.
But I know Awana has a real emphasis as well on scripture memorization, which is important. I mean, we got to hide God's word into our hearts. And without learning it, without putting it in there, we're not going to be really equipped when those things come up when we need it.
Well, we would say it this way. We don't want children just to learn about the Bible. We want them to learn the Bible. And a time of life that's especially helpful for them to be able to do that, of course, are especially the early elementary years. That's when kids can just soak up so much. They can learn so much. They can memorize so much. And I don't know about you, Randy, but at the ages we are, things don't stick as well when we try to memorize
speak
them.
Speak for yourself, Larry. Yeah, that's true.
But when you're a child, especially 5, 6, 7, and 8 in those years, boy, you can just soak up so much. Mm-hmm. So we really want to see them soak up Bible truth. And we want them to have a foundation of Scripture, not just knowing about Scripture, but knowing Scripture. It's part of our philosophy and the way we approach discipleship.
Very powerful. I hope as a parent today, as you think about being intentional, that you'll seek out a program to support you. And there's great resources. I know with Awana is one of the programs that we've watched over the years and been a part of and know makes a big difference in families. And I like the fact that it's not just, you know, Juan is going to do this or the church is going to do it. Parents, you need to be involved as well. You're the leaders, the trainers. We're the ones that have been directed and commanded and given the opportunity to nurture and train our children, and we need to do that. And Larry, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Hello, I am a mother and wife, and I have 4 little ones. And about 2 years ago, I made the choice to intentionally make sure that I took my kids to church regularly. And I've seen a lot of changes in their lives. I've seen them grow and blossom. They now range from 2 to 9, and they're just beautiful kids. And we get comments about them every day and how great kids they are. And I know that it's not as much me as it is God just really sowing seeds in their lives and being around people and fellowshipping on a regular basis. Made a big change in my life, my outlook on life, and I just want to thank God for my church family and for his vision in terms of ordering my steps.
Randy Carlson here in the Intentional Living Center, and Larry Fowler has stopped by the studio. Larry is the Executive Director of Global Networking at Awana, and Awana is a program that really works through the churches where kids are being reached. Our kids went through the Awana program in our church when they were young, made a big difference in their lives, and very supportive to the values and goals that we had as parents in our home. And Larry, I know that we're both at a stage now where we got grandkids. We were counting. You have...
I have six.
And Don and I, four, but we're catching up with you. We're right behind you. And this is a special opportunity. I think God allows us to hang around long enough to really invest into the lives of these grandkids. And I know that for 35 years, you've been a part of Awana, but how can grandparents play a part? What's the value of grandparents in this whole thing of helping our children raise our grandchildren?
Well, I have a couple of beliefs. Number one, I believe kids need grandparents.
Yes.
I think that we just have a huge impact in their life. That's kind of the second thing. I believe that beyond parents, there's really nobody, school teachers, anybody, there isn't anybody that has a greater influence in children's lives than grandparents. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're second to the parents in terms of influencing the heart of a child. And so that is a real important realization, and it will help us who are grandparents get beyond just spoiling the kids to doing something more intentional with them if we really understand the significant role that we can have.
Well, you know, at grandparenting level here, we have a little more time, a little more patience because we're not with them all the time. And we can speak into their lives in ways that parents who are there every day, you know, can't, or it's difficult to do. But you guys, I mean, you made a decision that impacted even where you lived to say, hey, we take this thing of grandparenting quite seriously.
Well, I had been tasked with developing some training for Awana around the issue of legacy, and it caused me to start looking at Scripture as to what does Scripture have to say about multiple generations. And God just really convicted me through Scripture and for my own situation that I was not living close to grandkids. I was living in the Chicago area. I had grandkids in Colorado Springs and in California. And I was reading the passages of Scripture that talk about influencing them, and I thought, how in the world can I be obedient to these passages of Scripture easily when I live so far away? And so I stepped off the executive team of Awana and still involved, but off of that position, and moved to California so that I can live close to my son and his wife as they're raising our two littlest grandchildren.
Mm. Wow, that's a commitment. I mean, there's an example of saying, I know what my priorities are and I'm going to live them out. What are some basic things that grandparents should be doing and maybe not be doing in their role as grandparents?
Yeah, well, the first thing is to just to begin to think about being intentional. I think that we have bought some lies of our world. And one of those is, of course, is we kind of laugh about grandparents spoiling their grandkids. And I suppose there's a little of that that's okay. But we really need to go beyond that and be thinking about the moments that we have with grandchildren. How can we use them to be very intentional in passing on our faith to not just that next generation, but to the second generation beyond us?
What are some things that you do to be intentional with your grandkids?
Well, I write them letters on their birthdays. I'm the writer, so I write letters. I write letters to them on significant birthdays, like 13th birthday or 16th birthday. And I don't just write the letter, but the very next time we're together, I hand them the letter. We go out to like the Starbucks or something, and we sit down together, and I make them read the letters with me. Wow. My wife texts verses to them on a regular basis and does it that way. With our little grandkids, of course, they come over to our house because they're the ones that live close. And we do the Bible story books. You know, we talk about the Bible stories. And all of that's just in support of our adult children that are also concerned about raising their kids to follow the Lord.
And with your experience of working with parents for many, many years, what are some don'ts? What are some things grandparents, where's the line where grandparents need to back off?
Well, the biggest hurdle to overcome with grandkids is when there's an uncooperative adult child, you know, when the parent of the kids is not cooperative.
Right.
And grandparents often take the wrong approach to try to overcome that, because what they end up doing is reverting back to what they did as parents, which is try to control the situation. And one of the things I've talked with grandparents about is, look, you gave up control when they moved out of your house. That's what the process of parenting is. Parenting is a process of giving up control, hopefully wisely and at the right time and all of that. But there comes a point where your child goes out on their own and you have no more control. You want to have influence but not control, and that's the difference. And when adult children don't cooperate the way we want, sometimes we try to pull that control back in, and when we do that, we end up alienating and distancing ourselves even further and hurting the very thing that we want to accomplish with them.
Absolutely. You know, as a grandparent, you have an important role, and sometimes I know you may not have a good relationship with your children, like you mentioned, Larry, and as a result, you may get pushback. But, you know, sometimes you have to bend over backward as a grandparent to make sure you maintain that good relationship with your kids in order to have a relationship with your grandchildren, because ultimately you want to speak into their lives.
I think that if there are grandparents out there that have adult children that are not walking with God or not cooperative, I tell grandparents this. I said they probably don't have they're not allowing other Christian influences in their lives either, which means that you are the only Jesus in their lives right now.
Right.
And you have it because of the loving relationship that you're still their parent. And I think of John 1:14, where it describes Jesus as being full of grace and truth. And if grandparents will think about being full of grace and full of truth to their adult children that are not walking with God, it'll help a whole lot. But the interesting part of that is if you look at the life of Jesus, while he was full of grace and full of truth, almost always led with grace. Grace was the first foot forward. And so often when our adult kids don't do what we want them to do, we end up leading with truth. And then we end up offending sometimes and making the situation first. Where if we would be like Jesus and we lead with grace first, then there'll come a point where they'll be willing to listen to truth as well.
Oh, excellent input. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you stopping by today here at the studio.
Yeah, thanks.
We need to encourage our kids to grow up and learn that science is not our enemy. I've never been afraid of science. Anything I've ever seen in science points back to God. I did all of my psychological training in secular institutions. 13 years of college and advanced training in counseling and marriage and family therapy and psychology. Here's what I found. I found that it wasn't that the research of secular institutions was wrong. It was just incomplete. The problem with humanism is that it ends with a human. It doesn't go into the reality that there's something beyond our human existence. And when you talk with some professors and some researchers when I was going through school, and you get into that area of beyond what you can feel and touch and measure, they wrestle with that, but there's something they desire, something they want. So help our kids to think.
You know, that is an excerpt from the teaching on being an intentional parent that's going out to members this month and inviting you as a member to come and join us. You know, I was talking about what goes on in our culture today. Our world is very empirical. We want science. We want to touch it. And yet it's very experiential. People also want to experience things. And so there's this tension that we have in our culture where it seems to be whatever feels right is right. And whatever we think is right in our minds must be the truth. Truth is certainly not something that is objective in the minds of many people today. And we believe it is. And it goes back to Scripture. That's why our intentional living message is so biblically based. And I thank those of you who catch the vision and stand with us as a member. Your monthly support allows us to do this. And because of that, we can continue to share the good news with others. If you're not a member, come join us today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can click on the donate button and become a part of the family.
This
God
is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Randy's got more with Larry Fowler. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I love watching them play together.
Yeah, and before we know it, they'll be driving together.
Oh, don't remind me. You know, do you ever wonder about when they're in our shoes?
What do you mean?
Well, when they're adults, how do we help them learn everything they need to learn to make good decisions for their life?
Is it a cop-out if I just say I'm trying my best?
Tomorrow is worth thinking about today, especially when it comes to your kids. Dr. Randy Carlson will help align your good intentions with God's intentions to make a positive reality for your future adults. Raising Responsible Adults, the book and the workbook, available now at theintentionallife.com.
I'm intentionally being nice to my husband and not nagging, and I really noticed a difference in him.
Living an intentional life in our marriage is a daily challenge. At the upcoming Love Your Marriage Night, we're going to teach some of the principles of intentional living. Join me. It's going to be fun.
Backed by popular demand, the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Presented by the Intentional Living Center. It's coming to Living Word Bible Church in Mesa and Glendale Church of the Nazarene this Friday and Saturday. And Christ Community Church in Tucson, Saturday, October 18th. Register now at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. The other day on our Facebook page, we asked the question, what's the most difficult thing you've had to overcome? And Jane said, most difficult thing? Widowhood at the age of 40 and all that widowhood brings. But praise God, Jesus has turned my loss into my life purpose. How about that? If you need prayer or encouragement, need to vent or ask why, or like Jane, share what the Lord is doing in your life, join our Facebook family at facebook.com/intentionalliving or go to theintentionallife.com and click on the Facebook icon.
Randy Carlson here, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Glad to be with you today. By the way, if you have a question or comment on our topic or on anything that God's speaking to you about living intentionally, give us a call at 888-888-1717. Larry Fowler is here. Larry is the Executive Director of Global Networking for Awana. It's a program that's based in churches around the world, making a difference in the lives of children. In fact, it made a difference in the lives of our children when they were young and involved in the Awana program. And Larry, it's nice to have you here in
Thanks,
the studio.
Randy.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
How many Awana programs are there? Do you know?
Around the world, there are now over 32,000.
So that's basically 30,000 churches. They're all church-based,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
They're working within churches. And do you have any idea how many children that would...
Well, it's close to 2.5 million, and that's a weekly average. And, in fact, that's a pretty surprising number because the number of children involved in Girl Scouts is 2.2 million. Huh. The number of children involved in Little League is 2.2 million. And so Awana has just within the last year surpassed both Girl Scouts and Little League in attendance.
And you mentioned this was almost like a doubling of effectiveness or outreach.
Yeah.
Why so? What's been different?
Well, I think that Awana, about 13 or 14 years ago, began a journey to ask the question, who are we? And the answer to that question came out, we're a servant to the local church. And we're not a ministry unto ourselves. We are a servant to the local church. And as we've wrestled with that, we've come to realize that as we adapt what we do to be better involved in the discipleship of children, God has opened up new doors to us. And particularly, God has opened up incredible doors internationally. And that's where there's just explosive growth. But it also means that doors are opening up for new ways of ministering here in the United States that's bringing about the growth as well.
Obviously, you've had 35 years of experience working with churches and pastors and the ups and downs that can happen within a church setting. But if we're not reaching the next generation, we're missing out. We really are. Pastors that are listening or young churches getting started and they want to have a program for their kids, what are things they need to be thinking about in terms of a outreach, strategy, program, what have you? How do they think about reaching this next generation?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, to provide something that's clear on the gospel, and that's one of the things that we would want pastors to know. First of all, look, if you want to find a program that clearly presents the gospel to every single child that comes in, and you can use methods to get them there, but if you use Awana, they will be clearly presented with the gospel in their very first weeks that they attend. And that's our passion. That's the heart of who we are, that we will clearly communicate the gospel to every child that we come in contact with.
So an Awana program within a church, you guys really supply or able to supply the resources, the training materials, that kind of thing to help leaders locally to get that program going in the church.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. I consider Awana a true parachurch organization. And para meaning to come alongside. And I think a lot of organizations that are called parachurch are really ectochurch, outside of the church.
Yeah.
But Awana works through the church and supplies the church with both training and resources to better reach kids and to also better disciple them over the long haul.
Yeah.
We're all about multi-year discipleship of kids as well.
What have you seen, Larry, in terms of parent involvement in this? Hopefully it's not just drop the kids off and you do the spiritual things there, and then we'll come back and just do our thing at the home. Mm-hmm. Getting the parents involved, is that part of the outreach and plan that you guys have?
Well, absolutely it is. And you said hopefully they won't, but in reality, that's what happens in all sorts of ministries in the local church, Awana included, that parents drop their kids off and they delegate away the responsibility for the spiritual training of kids. And, of course, we wouldn't expect anything different from non-Christian parents.
Right.
But from Christian parents, it's not acceptable for them to simply delegate away the responsibility. So Awana has done an incredible amount of changing in terms of programming over the last 10 years to engage parents more. So now there's all sorts of materials for the parents to use with their children that are a part of the Awana ministry, tools throughout the handbooks and DVDs and apps for their iPhones, and there are just lots of different stuff.
You know, I'm sure there are many other kinds of programs that might be available for your church, but I'd encourage you, because Awana is something I'm familiar with. Our kids went through the program. In fact, we'll put a link on our website today if you want to come, and to theintentionallife.com. Hit on the broadcast highlights, and we'll have some more information for you there. If nothing else, we want you to get intentional. If you're in your church and you're not a program for your kids, what are you going to do? What can you do? What's our responsibility of reaching this next generation? Awana would be one good program to take a look at. So, Larry, thanks for stopping by today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Glad
it.
To
God
be
bless
here.
You.
And a friend told me one time that she always prayed for her children. Oh, God, please help them resist temptation. But if they can't resist temptation, let them be caught immediately and punished mercifully. And it is amazing how God answers that prayer, to the point where the older kids once said to one of the younger ones, how can you be so stupid? You know that prayer, Mom says, and you were caught before you even got home. They were on the phone telling Mom and Dad what you did wrong. Yay, God.
Yay, God. Listen, that's not a bad prayer. We love you guys because you have such great things you share with us. And today, as we've been talking about leaving a legacy and for our kids and so on, maybe you can share something that God's been teaching you with others. And our storyline's always open at 888-888-1717. One final reminder as we wrap up the program today for all of our Arizona listeners, especially in the Phoenix area. The Love Your Marriage date nights we've been talking about over the last several weeks have come, and they start tonight in Mesa at the Living Word Bible Church, where we're going to celebrate marriage. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to teach you what the Scripture teaches about marriage, and you're going to be challenged to think, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to learn, I promise. Mesa tonight, Living Word Bible Church, and you can still scoop up available tickets online at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. That's for tonight. Tomorrow night in Glendale is sold out. And so for Phoenix, it's tonight, 7 o'clock, Living Word Bible Church. Get your tickets online at theintentionallife.com. And then Tucson, we finish our series for the year on Saturday night, October 18th, at Christ Community Church. Tickets available as well. I encourage you to get them right away by going to theintentionallife.com. All right, dealing with disappointment, that's something we all have to face in life, upcoming topic, as well as how do you thrive? We believe God intended for you and me to thrive, so how do we do that? Upcoming topics right here from your Intentional Living Center.